And now, courtesy of the 11L Network, it's LF Midwood.
LF Midwood.
And the Midwood Files. With the LF Midwood Experience. Here on Radio New York International.
Shout out to the producer. Forgot to set the stream deck up. I'm reaching awkwardly across the tabletop, just so you know. Welcome to Midwood Files. My name is LF Midwood. I got the fan on. It's going to be on most of the summer, I guess, so I figured I might as well just put it on. I'm still getting strange noises. Anyway, I made it back. I am actually considering taking next week off because it's my birthday, but I'm not sure because I'm actually really into the Rumble thing at this point in time. So I figure I might go on anyway. And it's like after, technically, I guess. Yeah, let me look at the calendar. Mine is, I know it's Saturday, so it would be Saturday into Sunday, so it would be after the show. It would be before the show. That's it. I got it. The day before the show. So, and we're going to try and I was talking about this with the producer. We haven't done any holidays. We've done nothing since my aunt passed away in November because she was always such a big part of those holidays. We didn't even do St. Patrick's, you know. So I think Easter is like the perfect, you know, perfect one to start up again, I suppose. So the overall plan is maybe do something for my birthday and have leftovers for Easter, you know, like an Easter dinner type deal, because it's always better to cook once than twice, I think. I'm not really sure. But yeah, I think that's most likely what we're going to do is we'll celebrate Easter will be celebrated with whatever there is left over from my birthday pickings. And I love ham, and I love them those Betty Crocker potatoes. I dig those. I really do. You know, and I've made them myself. I don't know whether most of you know this or not, but I cook. You know, I'm capable of cooking. I'm a pretty decent cook, right? So whenever I make au gratin potatoes, it's like it's really a long, 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 because you got to slice the potatoes, which isn't like the worst of it because you could use a food processor for that. You put them in and you put the milk in and you like let them sit in it. You put them in the oven at like 350 for like 10,000 years, you know. stick one of those toothpicks. Stick a toothpick and see if they're done. I do stick paper clips and stuff, but not more hardware than food. We're gonna do. I think we've resigned to the fact that we're coming back on. We're coming back for Easter, so you know, anybody wants to send me any birthday presents, feel free, feel free. You know, I think all my information is available on my website. Shouldn't be hard to find. I don't know whether anybody's been noticing or not, and the audio people wouldn't because they never really cared anyway, but I've been wearing button-down shirts for these shows because I figured I want to look spiffy. I don't want to look rough around the edges. You know, we'll shave, keeping it neat, you know, got a haircut before I went live. Saturday has now been designated haircut day. So haircut and shave day. So, it's interesting. My aunt called me. This is my aunt that's alive. She called me from Wisconsin like yesterday, I think it was, the day before yesterday. And she told me that she called some realtors and that I should contact them so that they could come by and look at the house. And that it's going to sell like hotcakes. Hotcakes. I live in an up-and-coming neighborhood, and it's going to sell like hotcakes. So, yeah. You know, those who have been along for the ride longer than some would find that amusing. But yeah, no, it's not. Maybe. I don't know. It could, I suppose. Anything's possible. I have to break down an altar and hide it again. And then put it back and then break it down in April and hide it again. Yeah. Yeah. My Christian Orthodox family is, because that's all that's left. All the Catholics are dead. All the Catholics have died. Let me get some blue stuff. Hang on. I went by the drugstore and I had to pick some stuff up, so I got some blue stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, April's a sturdy month for LF Midwood. I have an appointment on the May 6th with my doc, so I kind of want to either be drinking this stuff or be drinking water, cut down on my carbs in general. I'm hoovering around 225. I hit 218 once last week. I was thrilled. but I'm around 225. So, yeah, April's a sturdy month. You know, it's, and I've never, not for nothing, it's, I haven't really made a big deal out of my birthday the last couple of few times. I never really did. It was always more about New Year's for me because that's like when the clock changes for everyone. You know, you don't feel singled out. You don't feel like, oh, my birthday. Oh, my God. You know. So we haven't really done much. I think even last year, we weren't going to do anything. And then at the last minute, my Jerry took me to Marchetti's, which is a really good Italian restaurant, which was nice. And but it was that last minute thing because I was like, nah, I don't really feel like doing nothing, you know. And around here, when I say I don't feel like doing nothing, it's like the law of the land. Hang on. Law of the land. That's better. So yeah, I this year I'm like, I just want gifts. I want gifts. You know who you are. I want gifts. you know. And today was Beetlefest. My the pinball wizard contacted me from Beetlefest. You know, they had some pretty pretty nasty I'm shaking my head because I'm still hearing that echo. It's some pretty nasty tornadoes come through New Jersey of all places. Yeah. Hank Hayes and Gymnasium had some stuff up over there at the Hank and Jim Radio Network that I saw. And I'm concerned about my friend Walla Walla from the Hank and Jim Radio Network chat room. I haven't been in there in eons, but he's good people, and I'm concerned about him because he just moved. The freaking guy just, I mean, literally like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, he just moved from, I think, somewhere in Colorado. So I'm concerned. I'm hoping he pops up on Facebook sometime relatively soon, or I might have to try and contact him on Facebook via the Facebook thingamajiggle, the phone thing. I'm hoping he's okay. And yeah, man, the tornadoes are like, wow. You know, you stop and you it's amazing how quickly stuff can happen. You know, these things pop up so fast, and no matter how we try as science advances to try and give people as much warning as possible, there always seems to be a problem. And in Arkansas, you know, took a beating tonight. So you know, it's so thoughts and prayers, you kind of, you know, it is, it could happen. Those sort of things, tornadoes could happen anytime, anywhere, pretty much. You know, so that being said, you know, but for the grace of God goes us, I suppose. I'm trying to think if I have anything else going on this week. Not really. Last week was kind of like quiet. You know, when I go to the drugstore, I walk a half a mile and then I walk a half a mile back. So I'm getting some exercise. I'm burning up some of them carbs. I've become carb, like really, really, really carb centric. Like I'm always looking at the, like whatever food gets brought to me. It's just like prison, really. They bring the food to you. Whatever food gets brought to me, I'm like, you know how many carbs that is? Any idea how many carbs that is? And I get a dirty look. So, hey, what are you going to do? I got some news this week. It was a pretty big week, actually. Obviously, President Trump being indicted alongside a ham sandwich. And there's the trans mutation shooting. 6 people dead. I've ended 7 in counting the shooter, I guess. But 3 adults and 3 children, and I think it was a Presbyterian school. I think that's right. You're starting to hear more, and I got a couple articles on the Restrict Act, which I will explain what that is coming up mega shortly. I plugged the tablet in, I charged it up, and I plugged it in, and let's see, I don't know what it looks like. See, now I have to go all the way across here. Let's see what it looks like. Well, that's not bad. That's generally, see how you see those, get behind the scenes thing, because things are changing. That's my tablet output to my, I can shift it either way. That's generally how I pull my news. I generally look around, used to be Twitter. I'm not doing so much that with Twitter anymore. I'm using Getter more and more for even my news stories. So when I pop one of those icons, it should open up like extremely fast. This tablet is extremely fast. It's the one before the best one, and it was the best one for like a year. A whole year I had the best Samsung tablet ever. And then they put one out that's like slightly bigger. This is 12.4. I think the new one's 13.1 or something. 13.1 inches. Imagine that for a tablet, for a glass screen, you know. And I'm very tablet, very Android-centric. I mean, I spend very little time. The only thing I'm really using my Windows box for in the bedroom is to watch video. You know, it's a stream video. Otherwise, I'm either on my phone or I'm on my tablet. So I'm going to get to some news right about now. Let's see how I separate it. It's, sometimes I don't even separate it properly. Hang on. Yeah, I bought a blue one, a red one, and a grape one, a purple one. And I drank the purple one as soon as I got home, because I was really not doing so good. I was supposed to have a thunderstorm around here, but I haven't heard nothing. No thunder or lightning or nothing. And I would usually just go out on the porch and maybe smoke a cigar while like a heavy storm moved through, because I've always enjoyed doing that. So I drank the grape one. I have the blue one I'm drinking now, and there's a red one that I'm trying to save for after the show. But I don't know if that's going to work. I think I'm going to break into it before the show's over. I find myself really thirsty lately. Let me go back to... I guess might as well just go back to the full... There we go. I find myself super thirsty lately. We've been ordering out a little bit too much. And I've been getting... It's Naz's... It's the the lamb and the like lamb gyros. No, they're not gyros, idiot. Gyros. Lamb gyros. I really dig them. I've been eating way too many of them though. Not for nothing. And no matter how much I eat, I can't break 2.25, which is really kind of cool. But I have to get my appetite back down and then do some walking and such, and I'll be okay. But last night I ate like two plates. You know, they like a combo plate, so it's like the lamb and some rice and a little bit of salad, and they got like microscopic like tomato bits in the salad. Now I don't like raw tomato. I'm not a big fan of raw tomato. I like tomato cooked, but I've been eating it raw. You know, it's kind of like the tomato that you get from Taco Bell. Oh, that's right, you don't eat Taco Bell, but. if you did, you would know. It's like little bits of tomato. They're smaller than that. They're even smaller than that. Isn't it amazing, you know, the technology that we've come up, that we can have like tiny, tiny, tiny little tomatoes. and there's a lot of salt in that stuff. But I ate two platters and a gyro. So I don't even know how much food that is. And on the calorie scale. Why do I do that? On a calorie. I can't do it. Like, that's why I have to put this stuff up so you could see it. You know what I mean? That's why I broke the tablet into the friggin' computer. But it's a lot of salt. A lot of sodium. You know, like the kind of salt you look down at your feet in the morning and you're like, what the hell happened there? I know. But the food is good. It tastes really good. There is franchise. They've probably been open. There was a sign. Don't you hate when there's a sign for a long time? So Jerry and I would drive by on Cranston Street. There's a sign. Look, there's a sign. Nope. Opening soon. And back and forth. I mean, like a lot. And then finally they opened. So the producer and I ordered. We've been ordering from them pretty solidly for the last couple of months, I would say. More than a couple of months, actually. Probably like the last 6 months or so. And it's really good, but it's very salty. And I like, because I'm used to the hollow carts in Manhattan. You know, the only city that really matters. Yeah, that one. It's really good. I don't know how else to put it. It's like really, really, really good. And, I'm a little, they make me a little nervous, those Islamic guys over there. You know, they make me a little nervous. You know, airplanes and stuff like that, you know, buildings. But the food's good. I don't understand why they don't just stay home and eat. That's what I would do if I would just stay home and eat. None of this terrorism stuff. None of that. No. Anyway, let me get to some news before this digresses into something that I'll regret. As if I don't know. Hang on. Wait. Powerade Zero. Whew. Good stuff. All right. What do we got? To me, there were like a couple of big stories and there were a couple of little stories this week. I want to, I think maybe I'll, everything seems to be running well, so I'm just going to take those off for a second, take my glasses off, and put these back on, position them comfortably, do a little shake, you got to give it a little shake to make sure everything's good. All right, let's talk about the Restrict Act a little bit. And this happens to be an article from the blog over at ExpressVPN. I think I'm using Express. Let me check. I don't remember who I'm using for my VPN. No, I don't see it. Maybe. Yep, I am using Express. Just to answer that question. I'm very pleased with them. This is not a commercial. I'm just saying I'm very pleased with them. But they have an article on the U.S. Restrict Act Explained. So I thought I would start with that. And the just an explanation. The Restrict Act actually, why don't I do this so you can see it too? I forget that I have these super capabilities. Yeah. Let's see. There I am. Yeah. Okay. You can read along with me if you want. The Restrict Act is a proposed legislation that was first introduced into the U.S. Senate on March 7, 2023. Find out why you should care about our act with our short explainer. Okay, the Restrict Act. What is the Restrict Act? The Restrict Act is the full name. Like the Restrict Act's full name is the Restricting the Emergency of Security Threats and Risks Information and Communication Technology Act. Wow. It is currently proposed legislation under consideration by Congress. Okay. The purpose of the act is to limit national security risks by allowing the Department of Commerce to review, block, and mitigate transactions involving foreign information and communication technologies that pose undue risk. Who gets to make that decision? What countries' products would the Restrict Act affect? Okay. So the bill applies technology connected. Excuse me. Yeah. I'm going to have to stop doing that if I expect to be, you know, given any sort of professional credibility. I understand that. I just haven't gotten to that point yet. Clean your room.
Yeah.
The bill applies to technology connected to a foreign adversary of the U.S. Only 6 countries fall under this designation. China, including Hong Kong and Macau, Cuba, Iran, North Korea, Russia, and Venezuela. Okay. What types of technology are we talking about? Okay. Where the act would give the government power to scrutinize just about any technology from the internet. Hosting services to satellite payloads to mobile apps, as long as they are used by more than 1 million people in the U.S. Gotta stay low at those subscribers under the radar. Yeah. Arr. Anyway. What does this have to do with TikTok? Okay, well, there you go. A lot. And the TikTok case explains why the bill has a strong support base. Many agree that there are particular privacy risks to using foreign-owned apps like TikTok. The government's fear is that the Chinese government could force TikTok to provide sensitive data it's collected on American users or use TikTok's content recommendation algorithm to spread misinformation or propaganda. The U.S. has tried to get TikTok to store its U.S. data on domestic servers, and it's tried to force TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, to sell the platform, both to no avail. The ban is the last resort, and legally, it's not straightforward to do so. A few years back, President Donald Trump wanted to ban the app, but didn't have the authority to remove it from Apple Store or Google Play. The Restrict Act is meant to give the government clear power to ban any app that could threaten Americans' security. Supporters of the bill want the government to have this power. Okay. Are people just raising objections? Are people raising objections? Yes. Okay. There are various concerns surrounding the bill. The bill covers a broad range of technologies while giving the government the power to intervene under broad circumstances, such as where they see undue or unacceptable risks to the national security of the United States or the safety of the United States persons. The act could give the government too much power to ban apps and the services that allow people to communicate, such as TikTok, thereby limiting freedom of expression. It could give the government too much leeway to control and censor information. And some media articles have raised an alarm over whether using a VPN to access services banned in the U.S. could be interpreted as an illegal based on the act. This is based on sections describing services designed or intended to evade or circumvent the application of this act as being covered under the act. More on that next. Hang on, I need a drink. I need a drinky. All right. Oh, my back is actually bothering me. And then that happened in a while. Okay, we're definitely going to have to crack open that red one. But we don't have to do it right now. Okay. So does the Restrict Act make it punishable to use a VPN? Media articles have reported that a spokesperson for Mark Warner, one of the leaders behind the bill, explicitly said that the punishments in the bill would not be used against ordinary citizens. Well, I've never been ordinary. So. This is a statement made from Warner. Okay. Under the terms of the bill, someone must be engaged in sabotage or subversion of American communications technology, products, and services, creating catastrophic effects on the U.S. critical infrastructure, or interfering in or altering the result of a federal election in order to be eligible for any kind of criminal penalty. To be extremely clear, the legislation is aimed squarely at companies like Caspary, I can't say them. They make cell phones, or at least they used to. And TikTok that create systematic risks to U.S. state's national security, not at individual users. We will continue to keep a close eye on the bill's development and assess its potential impact on VPN use and encourage everyone to stay informed and take steps to protect their privacy online. Yeah, we've been using VPNs for a few years now, on and off, and then I guess it was like maybe 2 years ago, I decided to go for a paid service. I think I was getting a VPN or a VPN from my news host provider. I think they stopped doing it, or the one they moved to was pretty crappy. So I said, hey, you know, this is ridiculous. So I downgraded my news hosting plan, and I the stuff that I download these shows with. Okay. No. I haven't used that word. Downloading distros. I haven't used that term in quite a long time. Yeah. I don't even know if I could say that on YouTube. I'm not even sure I could do that. What the world has come to. But I moved to ExpressVPN, and I've been very happy with them for both Windows and Android. It hides you. There's really no other way to put it. It hides who you are on the internet, and I like it, because I've been known to go to some pretty grungy places on the internet at various times in my internet life. I don't care to be specific, but I have been known to go to internet grungy internet places, and that keeps me safe. It's like a condom. It's like a digital condom. That's what it is. Seriously, I'm not kidding you. So we have to see how this all shakes out in regards to VPNs. That obviously, that article was VPN centric. What's it say over there? Okay. VPN centric. There's, you know, the implications of this is they're calling it, a lot of people are, and I think I have another article that I already know, but a lot of people are referring to it as the Digital Patriot Act. And we know how well that went, you know, as far as, you know, personal securities and people's personal stuff, personal thingies. I would definitely, if you're an internet user, this extends beyond. Well, read the other girl. The other article is from The Reason. I generally, whenever something major happens on the internet, as far as, I read that one already. See, I have to make sure I get. Yeah. Okay. See, no, that's the third time I've opened it. Okay, hang on. My tablet's out of control. Okay, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to do that, and I'm going to go remove and see, whoop, it goes away. I have the actual act. I have the literal from congress.gov, I think it is, the old white dudes.gov. I have the whole thing, but I think I'd rather read someone's take on it. What's this? Oh, see, nicely, it told me the Midwood Files was starting on Rumble. How cool is that? How cool is that? That's cool. Okay. So the Restrict Act, and this is from Reason.com. The Restrict, I'm gonna need to crack that other drink open. This one's red. I like the red. If you cut me, this stuff would drip out. Tell me the stuff I drink. Probably not good. My potassium levels are great. I can tell you that much. All right. Let me code Reason's
thing there. Okay, this is actually just TikTok. Okay, the reason the Restrict Act would restrict a lot more than TikTok is I can name the article, and it's you can see, I believe it says J.D. Tuselli. Okay. Even if you believe that governments should be in the business of banning things such as popular communication tools, and the details of the effort to eject TikTok from the United States should give you pause. Predictably, politicians are using fears that that popular social media service is spying on the behalf of the Chinese government to propose broad legislation that threatens to affect more than one app. Okay, so wait, I thought it was about TikTok. Would the Restrict Act, a.k.a. the TikTok ban bill, criminalize use of VPNs? Reasons, Elizabeth Nolan Brown asked, of the potential impact on virtual private networks that should shield internet users' identities and locations. Remember, I said it was kind of... The answer is, in many cases, yes. But wait, there's more! I'm going to get too loud. The Restrict Act, proposed by Senator Mark Warner, the Democrat of Virginia, and a list of co-sponsors, including Senator John Thune, a Republican from South Dakota, doesn't mention TikTok or parent company ByteDance, or even social media. Instead, it hands a whole lot of power to the government, particularly the Secretary of Commerce, to review, prohibit certain transactions between persons in the U.S. and foreign adversaries regarding information and communications technology. The bill text states, in part, the secretary, in consultation with the relevant executive department or agency heads, is authorized to shall take action to identify, deter, disrupt, prevent, prohibit, investigate, or otherwise mitigate, including by entering into or imposing or enforcing any mitigation measure to address any risk arising from any coverted transaction by any person or with respect to any property subject to the jurisdiction of the United States that the Secretary determines. This doesn't mean I'm not getting a birthday present. Pose an undue or unaccepted risk of... It then launches into a list of presumed horribles involving information and communication technology products, critical infrastructure, digital economy, a federal election, or national security. It includes a vague authorization of action to counter, coerce, help me, or criminal activities by foreign adversaries that are designed to undermine democratic processes and institutions, or steer policy and regulatory decisions in the favor of a strategic objectives of a foreign adversary. That's those six countries I mentioned earlier in the earlier article. The Restrict Act has been garnering bipartisan momentum. That's never good. I just want to stop for a moment and say, whenever the Republicans and the Democrats both think something is a good idea, it's generally not. Really? Okay. In the Senate, as well as backing from the Biden crime family administration, as a workable solution to address the emergent risk posed by foreign ICT products and services to national security, the National Law Review summarized last week, if passed, the Restrict Act would provide the Secretary of Commerce broad authority to appropriate measures to deal with identified risks and to enforce such measures with hefty civil and criminal fines. Of course, this being the 21st century,
The bill also grants the president the new power to take actions regarding undue or unacceptable risk posed by information and communication technology, otherwise known as ICT. That's a grant of authority to address the supposed peril. When's the last time you felt in peril? Seriously. Honestly. Peril is like something out of like a 60s cartoon. Seriously. Stop it. Okay. By Tic Tac. Okay, the huge grant of authority to address the supposed peril posed by Tic Tac. What does it all mean? Use your imagination. Government officials implementing the law certainly will. No, it's not just about Tic Tac. That's an interesting sound I just made. VPNs would be covered in the Restrict Act led by Senator Mark R. Warner and John Thune that would require the Commerce Department to evaluate the national security risk of foreign technology, the Washington Post Tim Starks writes. Warner and Chinese VPNs were the sort of apps that cry out for a systematic review, like those proposed in the bill, which would allow the Commerce Department to examine apps on a national security grounds. Stark's colleagues, Joseph Men, reported this week. But the legislation doesn't stop there. The bill's reference to digital economy also raises eyebrows. Although the primary targets of the legislation are companies like TikTok, and the language of the bill could potentially be used to block or disrupt cryptocurrency transactions, and in extreme cases, block Americans' access to open source tools or protocols like Bitcoin, Coin Center warns. Although the primary, see, it's getting a little scary now, get a little bit more serious. Although the primary targets of this legislation are companies like TikTok, the language of the bill could potentially be used to block or disrupt cryptocurrency transactions, and in extreme cases, block Americans' access. So I did that already. Okay. I had to read it like halfway through before I figured I did it already. It's like, wait. Okay. Under the bill, any technology targeted by the government should be connected to a foreign adversary. Those are defined in the text as China, Cuba, Iran, North Korea, Russia, and Venezuela. But the bill also allows the Secretary of Commerce to designate new foreign adversaries in consultation with the Director of National Intelligence. That allows an enormous amount of room to go after technology developed in the whole or in part companies that don't play along with crackdowns on cryptocurrencies, encryption, or online speech. And the language may even allow broader reach for meddling in U.S. officials. It's not just about foreign apps either. No person may cause or aid, abet, counsel, command, induce, procure, permit, or approve the doing of any act prohibited by on the omission of any required act by any regulation, mitigation measure, prohibition, or other authorization or directive issued under this act, adds the bill. Arguably, this applies to Americans using VPN to evade restrictions on foreign services. Perhaps a court would ultimately deem it unusable against individuals merely trying to evade a Tic Tac man. But that doesn't mean Tic Tac man. I'm telling you. But doesn't mean provocative prosecutors wouldn't try, observed Nolan Brown. Is Tic Tac that important to people that they would risk? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I peruse Tic Tac every once in a while. I like the I'm following a cat colony. A woman takes care of cats in Arizona, a cat colony there, and a McDonald's creations thing, because I like to see how things work behind the grill at McDonald's. I have no why. I can't tell you why. I don't know why, but I'm fascinated by it. But would I be willing to like to break like a National Security Act or something in order to do those things? I say no. Just me. That's just me, you know. Anyway, the bill provides for civil penalties up to $250,000 or an amount that is twice the value of the transaction that is the basis of the violation. The criminal penalties up and criminal penalties up to 20 years in prison. That said, sponsors insist that this doesn't apply to people using Tic Tac or other targeted technology. Well, then what I don't understand. Under the terms of the bill, someone must be engaged in sabotage or subversion of communications technology in the U.S., causing catastrophic effects on the U.S. critical infrastructure, or interfering in and altering the result of a federal election in order for criminal penalties to apply. Well, that's pretty much the Democratic Party right there, isn't it? Okay. I'm back. Maybe those terms are open to definition. Chances are that ambitious prosecutors will, as always, test the boundaries of the law, and some unfortunate souls may be forced to run the federal gauntlet. Yikes. If the feds don't like TikTok, they shouldn't use it. Hang on. That's hilarious. Ugh. We are troubled by the growing demands in the U.S. for restrictions on TikTok, a technology that many people have chosen to exchange information with others around the world, notes the Electronic Frontier Foundation, EFF, been into them for a long time. Before taking such a drastic step, the government must come forward with a specific evidence showing, at the very least, a real problem and a narrowly tailored solution. I'm hunting rabbit. Oh, I can't do it. Okay, you can see it, right? Yeah. Narrowly tailored would be deleting TikTok from sensitive government devices and otherwise leaving people alone to make their own choices, which is what they should do. The Restrict Act isn't narrowly tailored. Now they're doing it again. Narrowly. tailored at all. No, not in the least. It's so broad, it's difficult to see where authoritarian power ends. Open-ended bills crafted to exploit popular panic make for terrible legislation. And I agree. I 100% agree. The idea that the more something is broadly conceived and worded, the more likely it's going to wind up affecting the people on all levels, whether they be spies, saboteurs, or just plain old people, quite frankly. So I'm not comfortable with it, and I tell you to write your congressman, and I don't do this very often. I don't even know if you've ever done it at all. I wouldn't even know how to do it, quite frankly. I guess you get your congressperson's thing off, put where you live, and you'll get the congress thing, and they'll tell you who your people are, and you should write a letter, or print it. Print it would be better, you know. Or unless, if you're going to write in crayon, that would be really cool. But that aside, I would say type it so it's legible on the other end, and let them know that no, you don't like this. It's not good. It's bad. It's not good at all. Seriously though, folks, it is really bad. It is really bad. I think the internet, nobody should really try and rein in the internet. It's just it should be left as it is. You know, like all crappy and such. No, I like the internet. I do. I say often that the internet is the worst thing and the best thing ever to happen to humanity. Yeah, I do. I do. I do think that. I honestly do. Simultaneously in one sentence. Anyway, so that was what was going on with the Restrict Act this week. And it's picking up a little bit more and more. I have the actual act, but I don't feel like reading it. See, there it is. I'm not going to do that. Because it's just too much. I couldn't handle it. I do want to talk a little bit about... there was, obviously, I think I mentioned the shooting, right? Yeah, I did mention the shooting. I found this to be an interesting article. This is out of CNS News. The right news right now. I had to read that, right? John Hopkins psychiatrist, transgender is a mental disorder. Sex change, biologically impossible. All right, and this was, this article was first published, check this out, just so we know. This article was first published on June 21st, 2015. So this has been floating around for a little bit. Dr. Paul R. McHugh, the former psychiatrist-in-chief for Johns Hopkins Hospital and its current distinguished service professor of psychiatry, said that transgenderism is a mental disorder that merits treatment, that sex change is biologically impossible, and that people who promote sexual reassignment surgery are collaborating with and promoting a mental disorder. McHugh, the author of 6 books and at least 125 peer-related medical articles, has made remarks in recent commentary in the Wall Street Journal, where he explained that transgender surgery is not the solution for people who suffer a disorder of assumption. The notion that their maleness or femaleness is different than what nature assigned to them biologically. He also reported on a new study showing that suicide rates amongst transgendered people who had reassignment surgery is 20 times higher than the suicide rate among non-transgendered people. McHugh further noted studies from Vanderbilt University and London's Portman Clinic of children who had expressed transgendered feelings, but for whom over 70 or 80 spontaneously lost those feelings. While the Obama administration, Hollywood, and major media such as Time Magazine promote transgenderism as normal, said McHugh, these policymakers and the media are doing no favors either to the public or to the transgendered by treating their confusions as a right in need of defending rather than as the mental disorder that deserves understanding, treatment, and prevention. This intensely felt sense of being transgendered constitutes a mental disorder in 2 respects. The first is that the idea of sex misalignment is simply mistaken. It does not correspond with the physical reality, The second is that it can lead to grim psychological outcomes. The transgendered person's disorder, said Dr. McHugh, is the person's assumption that they are different than their physical reality of their body, their maleness or femaleness as assigned by nature. It is a disorder similar to the dangerously thin person suffering anorexia who looks in a mirror and thinks they are overweight, McHugh said. This assumption that one's gender is only in the mind, regardless of anatomical reality, has led some transgendered people to push for a social acceptance and affirmation of their own subjective personal truth, said Dr. McHugh. As a result, some states, California, New Jersey, and Massachusetts, have passed laws barring psychiatrists, even with parental permission, from striving to restore natural gender feelings to a transgendered minor, he said. The pro-transgender advocates do not want to know, said McHugh, that studies show between 70 and 80% of children who express transgendered feelings spontaneously lose those feelings over time. As for those who had sexual reassignment surgery, most say they were satisfied with the operation, but their subsequent psychosocial adjustments were no better than when they didn't have the surgery. Interesting. So at Hopkins, we stopped doing sexual reassignment surgery since producing a satisfied but still troubled patient seems an inadequate reason for surgically amputating normal organs, said Dr. McHugh. Spanish model, Luca, well, I can't see the picture, so it doesn't matter. Okay, let's see. The former John Hopkins chief of psychiatry, who also warned against enabling and encouraging certain subgroups of the transgender, such as young people, susceptible to suggestion from everything that is normal sex education, and that the school's diversity counselors, who, like cult leaders, may encourage these young people to distance themselves from their families and offer this advice on rebutting arguments against having transgender surgery. Dr. McHugh reported that there are misguided doctors who, working with very young children who seem to have an intimate with the opposite sex, will administer puberty-delaying hormones to render later sex change surgeries less onerous, even though the drug stint in the child's growth and risk causing sterility. Such action comes close to a child abuse, said Dr. McHugh, given that close to 80% of the kids will abandon their confusion and grow naturally into adult life if untreated. Sex change is biologically impossible, said Dr. McHugh. People who undergo sex reassignment surgery do not change from men to women or vice versa. Rather, they become feminized men or masculinized women, claiming that this is a civil rights matter and encouraging surgical intervention is in reality to collaborate with and promote a mental disorder. Thank you very much. Yeah, I've thought that for the longest time. I reached that conclusion. I'm the type of person that people talk to for whatever reason. They see something in me and they engage me in conversation. So I've had very many conversations with mental health folks, mental health professionals. Being bipolar, it would make sense, you know? So we wind up having engaged conversations, and whenever we gets around to the idea of transgendered, gender dysphoria, I think is, I don't know if you know that's still a term, that might be kind of old. It's 99.9% mental illness. That's what I'm getting from professionals. So, if we continue to coddle it, we're going to wind up with more situations like we had with these people pumped up on drugs, walking into other situations and shooting them up because they are out of their minds, and all we've done is help them become and stay out of their minds. It's totally unacceptable. I know the left likes to coddle bullshit, but this is not something that we can let the left take control of. This is not something that we can let the left have their day. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. That being said, I think I made myself clear. So let's see what else I got. I got about 7 minutes left. Let me get rid of that or I'm going to get confused. Excellent. All right. So, President Trump has been indicted. Obviously, I would suspect everybody other than those living under a rock, and even those under a rock, might already know that President Trump has been, it's a 30 count indictment. It's not just everybody thought it was just going to be the hush money billing situation, but it turns out to be a few 30 count business fraud of various levels. It's just so apparent that they couldn't stop him any other way. They can't stop him.
They get, the guy can't be stopped. He's like the Terminator. He just keeps going. He just keeps going. Yeah, that speech out of Waco was awesome. Not for nothing. And the CPAC speech, the one before it at the CPAC was yes, chills. So this is going to backfire. There's just, you know, all they're going to do is, there's an article here, and I just read it. I just want to talk about it because I don't read these articles. He raised, after the indictment, the Trump campaign was like, they raised $4 million in like 24 hours. It's like crazy. All they're doing is they're just making it easier. You know, and guys like, you know, they just don't know what to do. They just don't know what to do. They literally, they're falling over themselves trying to figure out how to stop this guy. You know, there's, you know, serious money tied up in this. And how, you may ask? How? Okay, here's a fact check from the Western Journal. Trump will make move that could solidify him as front runner after booking on Tuesday. This report says, but I don't want to read that. Oh, I lost the article that I lost. Oh, I lost it. I don't know where it is. I don't know where it is. Oh, well. But the fact check was there Soros money involved with this in any way, shape, or form? And from what the fact check that I read, and I had I watched several other people read. I do watch a lot of this, believe it or not, on Rumble and various other sources. Mostly Rumble these days, but anyway. So there was like, Soros gave $1 million to what amounted to a PAC that later on wound up backing, what's his name? Crime Dog McGruff. What's his name? What's the dude's name? McGrath? Is it McGrath? New York DA, you know, the Manhattan DA, who managed to get Donald Trump indicted. You don't see any, nobody sees any issue with that whatsoever at all. Of course you do. But she's smarter than that. So it's been a strange, that's really to me been like the strangest story of the week. The judge is most likely, I read in other places, let me go big. I'm going to go big. Yeah. From what I've read in several other places, the judge is most likely to make a gag order on a Trump, have a gag order. I don't really think that matters one bit. I mean, I think people know what's going on here. I think, again, the political persecution continues. If I think about how much, you know, President Trump has been like persecuted over, I mean, and he just keeps going, like I said, he's just an Energizer bunny. He just keeps going. He will not be stopped. I think basically what they've done is they have secured him. They've definitely secured him the Republican nomination for president of the United States. That's it. They just totally fucked up on this one, the Democrats. They just totally fucked up on this one. Like, who knows what the fuck they were thinking? Really, honestly. Get a little perverse towards the end there. A little profane. Who knows what they were thinking? Oh, man. Ugh. Unbelievable. You know, you can't make this stuff up. It's impossible. I sit here, I actually sit one chair over generally, and I say to myself, unbelievable. Unflippin' believable. Does anybody know what time it is? Let me see. I've lost track of time. Oh, all right. I got like 30 seconds left. I'll be back next week. And, you know, that being said, I'm hoping that, we have some sort of clear picture as to what the
to all of this. To all of this. Seriously. I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. I just don't. I feel bad. I don't get it. Why can't they just stop? Why can't they just stop? You know, I even now I feel embarrassment of having ever been associated with the left. And I was for a long time. Long diggity dog time. I'm embarrassed. Plain and simple. Absolutely positively embarrassed to this day. And I haven't been associated with the left in like, since I left Texas. For sure. Since I left Texas. So that being said, I'm going to get out of here. And I'm hoping to be back next week. Head over to lfmidwood.com. And there's archives up there, and there's links, and there's all sorts of stuff, and social media links, and just my regular plain old favorites. If you head up top, you'll see there's 11ORNI. That'll take you over to johnlightning.com, good friend John Lightning, where we will have archives restored very shortly, as a matter of fact. Yeah, that's something I'm probably going to do earlier in the week this week. Is get those set up so those are back and available for download. Dave the Boogeyman Archives as well, too. So we're just finalizing a thing or two, and then those will be made available. And if you go all the way over to the right, which is really funny because he's not all the way over to the right, is our good friend Brad Reed over there. It's Grits Radio, his stream, that he, his personal private stream that he invites you to enjoy, is over there. And he runs our show. I don't know why. I say it every time. I have no clue. It must be my charming personality. That being said, I have to pee, so I'm gonna end the show. Let me see. Go over here, over there. Is that it? No, it's over here. Well, I can't see anything. There it is. Thank you for watching the Midwood Files. All right, now I need to pop this up, and now I need to play. I'm gonna play the outro, and then I'm going away. Okay, talk soon. Bye. Oh, wait, what is it? Wait. Talk to you later, buckaroos.
You've been listening to the Midwood Files on Radio New York International. Thanks for listening.